Well, a merry-go, well now, I don't know, it may be, but I call a merry-go around a thing that's on a platform like this and got little horses on it. You get on them and ride up and down.
Like at the circus?
Yeah.
I see.
But now that other thing might be called a merry-go-round too, because it would go around, fly around like that.
Well, would a flying Jenny be like I was describing it, just a...
Come on in, Jeff. If you know a lot of old-fashioned terms, we'll let you help us.
I don't know. Hello?
It was just a board that you could spin around on. That's a flying Jenny.
I reckon so. I don't know really what they call it.
And the other thing that she mentioned that you go up and down
on. That's a seesaw.
What would you say you were doing on one of those things?
Seesawing.
Have you ever heard of something like that? A long board that was anchored at both ends, that was limber so that you could jump up and down on the center of it?
Mm-mm.
Never heard of a joggling board or something like that? Or these things that you suspend from a limb of a tree? Had a seat to it.
I brought you two deals.
Yeah.
What did I got you through?
A swing? You talking about?
Well, I've already paid him.
Did those usually have some kind of board to sit on? Or?
Mm-hmm. Make it out of rope.
Ever seen them with tires tied to the end of it?
Yeah.
Sit on a tire.
Mm-hmm. Looking, there used to be one right like that. Kids used to play with it, but I believe that's all. And well, a piece of old rope's hanging up there, but it rotted, I guess. And broke.
Did people around here burn coal for fuel? Mm-hmm. Anything like that?
They used to in Baymanette.
Yeah, but I really don't believe anybody ever did it. Stop.
Always been plenty of wood.
There's always plenty of wood.
You might not be familiar with this then, but I'm going to ask you to see if you've heard of it. If people did burn coal, the container that they would have maybe next to the stove or wherever they were burning it to keep the coal in, do you have any idea what that might have been called?
Wasn't it a hood?
A hood?
No. What was it? I don't know.
A hood, I don't know, this may be out in the yard. Coal bin?
A scuttle. Shuttle, a scuttle. A scuttle.
A coal scuttle.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
I have forgotten what you said your name is.
Bassett, Marvin Bassett.
This is Chip Garner.
How you doing?
Nice to meet you.
And I told you that was my sister Emily.
Right.
This is my niece Margaret. So I always have been bad about remembering people's names.
Same way we'll be. Yeah.
Jip could tell you all about the wagon, I reckon.
Yeah. I was asking Miss McMillan about single tree and that type of thing. And she knew single tree, but not double tree.
If you had two horses and you were going to take them, going to plow them, would you have each one of them, would they have a single tree, or would you have a thing that went all the way across the back?
That's full mark.
Well, if George was here, he'd know.
Yeah.
But I believe you had one behind each horse.
Well, I thought that.
I think you had one
back.
Know all about that, I need to go talk.
One, it was about this long behind each horse.
Well, I wouldn't send him up. He'd never get home.
Talk to you.